97.7 every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. for the Youth Arena Show.
You know what it is.
And infinite Ngozi.
For inspiration, information, and enjoyment. It's that time again every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Tune in and talk to
Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
On Armed Forces Radio 107.7.
Hello guys, this is Kid Wire and I'm on the Youth Arena Show with
Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
We are so excited. Youth Arena's now 1 hour. Tune in Tuesdays at 4:30 p.m. on 107.7 FM with your host
Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
Stop everything and listen to Youth Arena with your host
Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
Every Tuesday from 4:30 to 5:30.
Give you into music and movie production, or fashion, information technology. That's Sify. You have Sify. Alone by CBS. So get your dreams alive. Sify, alone for the creative arts industry by CBN.
Life can be good if you think through how the CBN can help you bring your economic goals to life. No more stressing, no more delays. Get in touch and you will find how you realize your dreams in time. Enterprise Investment Scheme sponsored by CBN. Xmas AgriClone sponsored by CBN. Youth Arena CBN. Brought to you by Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
Youth Arena on your dial.
Afternoon, everybody. You're listening to 107.7 FM with Armed Forces Radio. And today it is Youth Arena on your dial. You have your Infinite Ngozi and, of course,
Amobs, your talkatina on Youth Arena Show.
The handsome Amobs. Okay. The tall, dark, and handsome Amobs.
Okay. I take it as an accolade.
So, guys, Hamatan is here.
Yeah.
It's so clearly here. There's dust everywhere. Like, the minute you're done mopping your floor,
dust.
You turn around and it has just a thin layer of dust. Mm-hmm. And the sun is blazing in the afternoon. Mm. And then it's chilly in the evening. So I hope you guys are staying safe and staying hydrated, because Hamatan season is dry season. So you need to make sure you're drinking more water.
Yeah, you need to be hydrated.
Yeah, keeping your lips hydrated and your nostrils hydrated. And I went out yesterday and I saw this lady and the state of her feet. It looked like she had been walking from the Sahara. So guys, you know, today I had to pack a little Vaseline, a little baby oil, a little
vicinity.
Honestly, because you're going to go out there trying to look nice and then turn around and there's this whole patch of Hamatan skin on your elbow or in between your knuckles and your fingers. So it is Hamatan season. I hope you guys are excited. And today on Youth Arena, we actually have our final installment of the CBN-sponsored show, where we've been talking for the last 6 weeks now about programs, development programs that the CBN has and works with local banks to disperse money to citizens in order for us to build our businesses, start our businesses, and in some cases, if you're in IT, pay for training. Yes. So today we're going to be talking about actually a brand new CBN program during the first half of the show. And then the second half, we have a special guest. As usual, we have a guest who's an entrepreneur, and they will come and tell us about starting and running their business. And also, you know, for those who are not able to access finance, how were they able to start their business without any government loans? So the first part of the show is really dedicated to CBN. And you can call in and ask us any questions that you have. The particular thing, there are two things I want to highlight today. The first thing is that if you have been listening to the show, you know that CBN has hundreds of programs that they use to fund people. But in the past, you know, to get information, sometimes would have to direct you to the CBN website and also to their phone number and email address. One of the new things that the CBN has done is actually make sure that every state in Nigeria, every CBN branch in every state has a department called Development Finance. And basically what that means is that you now have access in whatever state you're living in Nigeria, to go to the Central Bank of Nigeria branch in your state and make your inquiries about the agricultural loan. So if you're interested in the Agricultural Credit Guarantee Scheme, it's something that's an initiative of the Development Finance Office. And basically it used to be headquartered in in Abuja only, but now every state has a development finance office. And basically what that would do for you is you can go there to make inquiries about your application to raise money for your business in agriculture. So the goal is to make it easier for everybody, not just people living in Abuja or people living in Lagos, but if you're anywhere in the north, in the east, in the south, in the west, you have access to CBN staff in the development finance department who can help you with your application. So that's the first thing that I wanted to mention that I think is really good that the CBN has done and is really helpful. And then for the rest of us who've been watching the news over the last couple of weeks, something new has been launched, the CBN Tertiary Institution Entrepreneurship Scheme. And this is called TIES. So the Tertiary Institution Entrepreneurship Scheme is an initiative for graduates from university and polytechnics who are interested in using their skills to start a business that will help develop the economy. Yeah, so this is a new scheme that's just started, fresh.
Okay.
Direct from the desks of CBN to our desk.
Okay, now, do those people, like young graduate now, do they need collateral?
Yeah, so I'm going to give a little bit of a overview of what the project is, and then I can answer the questions that you're asking. So the idea of the project is that they're trying to make sure that young people get into business, right? If you've graduated from a polytechnic or a university, you don't have to wait to be employed. You can actually start your own business, like our guest last week. You can start your own business, and then you could also then employ others. So one of the things I think that we look at often is, you know, where am I going to get a job after my NYSC? But the idea the CBN has is, why are you looking for a job? You could start your own business and employ people. So the idea is to try and fast track the process of innovation in the country and let people go from having an idea to a business. It's also trying to look at women to make sure that there are more women involved in owning a business. So there'll be, you know, training and capacity development for women. Then they want to make sure that we can develop the non-oil sector. So goals from this project is that they want to see, I guess they're calling it gradpreneurs, right?
Grandpreneurs.
Grad. As in graduate.
Okay.
Entrepreneur. So a graduate entrepreneur is a gradpreneur. So they want to see graduate-led businesses, right? And startups, and they want to help 25,000 every year.
Okay.
So that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a
lot. Which means that, you know, you and I have an opportunity, even though I've probably passed the age.
Okay, 25,000 per state or the whole
for
country?
For the country, yeah, okay. Every year to help set up 25,000 businesses.
Okay.
And they're hoping that those businesses can generate jobs.
Okay.
So, like, if you start a business, then that you could employ a couple more people. So they're hoping for 75,000 jobs. And then out of that, the number who they want to be female entrepreneurs is 50%.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have to be 50-50 now.
Yes. So the goal for that is, you know, usually you get a lot of men who start businesses.
Yeah,
men,
that's right.
You know, and then women want to start, but, you know, for whatever reason, they're not able to get support or they're not able to. So this is specifically looking for women who are going to be starting business as well.
Okay.
So half of 25,000 is 12,500.
Yes.
So in the next year, they want 12,500 people who want to start a business. Sorry, 12,500 women,
Okay.
who want to start a business. So that gives women a great opportunity.
Yes.
And then there's also the focus on agriculture, right? So they want agricultural focused businesses. So if your business is agriculture, 40% of the money that's available is for agriculture.
Okay. Yeah. 40%.
Yes.
Okay.
So if they are putting, you know, 1 billion, 400 million will be focused on agriculture, 600 for the rest of the
businesses.
Which means, again, if you're a woman in agriculture, then your chances are actually quite high under this program.
Yeah.
Then for creative people, they have 20% that they want. So we've got 40% for agriculture, 20% for creatives.
Okay.
And creatives, you know, writers, tailors,
music.
Artists, yeah, music, you know.
Movie.
Anything, yes, exactly. Okay. So people from that industry are going to be 20%.
Okay.
People from tech.
Aha, very important.
Yes, will be 20%. So anybody who is from a tech background, which is great because a lot of countries are investing in
tech
hugely, apps, the metaverse, so many different things. So if we're able to do, tech, yes, then it helps develop, you know,
Tech industry.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we have, so we've talked about 40% being agri-tech, 20% being creative, another 20% being tech, right?
Mm.
Okay, so...
That's 90.
Yes, and then the rest... No.
80, sorry.
Yeah,
80.
And then the rest is 20%. That 20% would then be any other type of business.
Like small businesses, just...
So it could be... So what haven't we mentioned? We talked about agriculture, creative, and we talked about tech.
Tech.
So let's say your business might be in... it's so funny, my mind is so tech that any business could be a tech business. But let's say, you know, someone like me, I guess, construction... It might be something within the construction field.
Okay.
It could be something within, food is still part of agriculture.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's other areas.
Let's say selling provisions or...
No. So retail is not.
Oh.
Retail is not. We talked about that last week.
Okay.
Because, you know, buying and selling is just retailing.
Okay.
You're not adding any value to the product, right? So if you buy a case of drinks and then you resell at the market and you resell them in your shop, you haven't done anything.
Okay.
The goal is to find businesses that are going to add value to the economy, create jobs, that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So take something from a raw material state into a finished product.
Okay.
So like shea butter. You can process shea butter from being the shea butter from the market to being shea butter with aloe vera, shea with lavender.
Yeah.
Yes, the packaging, you can create, you know, body lotion, maybe something for the hair. You've added value. So that's different from buying it and selling it again, right?
Yeah.
From a wholesaler and then selling it as a retailer.
Yeah.
So we'll be back after the break to tell you more about this new CBN program. Stay tuned.
Hello guys, this is Kid Wire and I'm on the Youth Arena Show with
Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
Stop everything and listen to Youth Arena with your hosts
Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
Every Tuesday from 4:30 to 5:30.
And movie production or fashion, information technology. That's Sify. You have Sify. Alone by CBS. So get your dreams alive. Sify, alone for the creative arts industry by CBN. Can get the loan for the agribusiness, small and medium enterprise investment scheme, sponsored by CBN. Xmas, AgriCloan, sponsored by CBN. Life can be good if you think through how the CBN can help you bring your economic goals to life. No more stressing, no more delays. Get in touch and you will find how you realize your dreams in time. Youth Arena, CBN. Brought to you by Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
Youth Arena on your dial.
So we're back, guys. You're listening to Youth Arena on 107.7 FM, and today we're talking about the CBN sponsored programs, and the one we're focusing on is TIES, Tertiary Institution Entrepreneurship Scheme. And basically that is for people who are graduated from university,
fresh graduates,
in polytechnics or universities around the country. Mm. And the goal is to try and help 25,000 graduates every single year start up their business. And from that, 50% must be women-owned businesses, which is awesome. And outside of that, you've got 40% is focused on agricultural businesses, so agro businesses, and it could be anything. You don't have to just be farming. You could be in processing. You could be in storage. You could be in logistics. So production is the farming and getting of the crops after you're done. And obviously it doesn't have to be just crops. It could be animals. It could be fish. Mm. So when you're done with farming, there's also storage. There's also processing. We talk a lot about what to do with bare land, if you have access to bare land. And I keep wondering why people don't use it for storage and for processing.
Bare land?
Bare land.
Bare, okay.
When you've got land,
yeah,
but you don't have money to develop and build a house,
mm,
you could, you know, use it for storage. You could use it for processing of agricultural business food. The next thing is 40% is for agri, 20% is for the creative industry. And we said the creative industry covers entertainment, art, publishing, events, fashion, photography, beauty, cosmetics. We have another 20% that's for tech. And with that is like software development, application development, so apps, data management, robotics, business process outsourcing. You know how in businesses you need an admin function or...
Yeah.
And there are now apps that do all those things. So if you want to design that, you know, you get money through this program to design it. So if you're interested in science and technology, you also have money from this. Medical innovation, As you guys know, our president wants us to work on cures for COVID-19. So there's money available if you have actually been thinking about and testing some potential anything.
Okay.
You've got access to money for medical intervention. So you can look at things, do some research, and you might be coming up. I mean, whatever you come up with, it's probably going to be as good as quite a lot of the things that have been coming out in other countries, right?
Okay, okay.
They bring it out, they say it's going to work, and then we turn around and it's not, and they just say sorry, and they go back to the lab. So don't be afraid. If you have ideas, come and test it. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. You bring it out, you test it. If there's an issue, you go back to the lab. But there's money for testing, there's money for medical innovation. So that's the CBN program for tertiary institution graduates from tertiary institutions, so
okay.
Undergrad, university graduates or polytechnic graduates. Now, in terms of the amount of money, you can get up to 5 million naira if you're just an individual.
Okay.
Or if you are an individual but you've registered a limited company,
okay.
You can get up to 5 million naira. You have 5 years to pay.
Okay.
They're currently offering a promo,
promo.
On the interest rate. Okay. So you pay 5% till 2022 February.
5% of
interest rate of, okay. of the 5 million.
Okay.
And then you, after March, it becomes 9%.
After March of
22, yes, okay. 2022. And you can have something called a moratorium, which is a period of time where you have a break from making a payment,
okay.
just to help you stabilize and to help your business start to make some money.
Okay.
So you've got up to 12 months of not making a payment.
Okay. That's a year?
Yes.
Okay.
To give you space so that you can make enough. So you've got 5 million over 5 years at 5%.
Okay.
Then from February, it becomes 9%. And you've got 1 year of a payment break that you can take inside.
Okay.
In order to get this, you just need your BVN.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need your degree certificate, because obviously it's for people who have a degree.
Okay.
And your NYSC certificate.
Okay.
And then if you're coming out from a polytechnic, you can get your certificate from the polytechnic.
Okay.
And then you sign a document so that they can deduct your money from your account to repay back the loan.
Okay.
Because this is a loan. Oh. It's not a free gift. It's not a dash me money.
Okay.
And then you need a guarantor.
Okay.
Someone that will say that you're of good character and that you're going to be able to repay the loan.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's for you as an individual or a small company.
Okay.
And then if you're a bigger company, then you can get up to 25 million
okay.
instead of the 5 million. And then the rest of the terms apply. So it's 5% promo till February 2022. And then it goes back to 9% payment.
Okay.
The moratorium is still 12 months. And then the requirements, the BVN, your degree certificate, your NYSC certificate, your polytechnic certificate, if that applies to you, signing your standing instruction and your third-party guarantor, still the same.
How many guarantor now do you need?
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a senior member of federal or state civil service, a public servant.
You must be a public servant.
Or clergy.
Okay.
You know what clergy is?
Yeah.
A religious, yes, a religious leader, a traditional ruler,
okay.
or professionals. So a lawyer, a doctor, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it can't be your mechanic. It can't be, you know, your cousin who...
Well, can he be a family member? A family member, can a family member stand as a guarantor?
If your family member is a clergy,
yes, yes.
or public servant, or yeah, absolutely,
okay.
yes, yeah. If anything, it's even better, isn't it? Because they would be the ones who know your character.
So now you're saying the collateral for this is your NYC certificate, your certificate from school,
mm-hmm.
the university or polytechnic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guarantee. That's what you need mm-hmm. to apply for
mm-hmm.
the loan.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to attend any seminars to write...
a business plan?
Yeah.
No, you can do your own business plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't have to pay anything to apply for the for the loan.
So?
Yeah, you don't need to pay an agent or anybody. You just apply. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how can they apply?
So there's a website where you can make your applications. The website is CBN, so Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN Ties. TIES is Tertiary Institutions Entrepreneurship Scheme. So okay. CBNTIES.com.ng.
Okay.
So when you go onto that website, you're going to find all the information that I've shared with you today, even more information. But once you click on the site, the first thing you're going to see is Apply Now, okay. Right? And this is the CBN's only portal for this application process.
Oh, so it must be specific on that same website.
Yes, cbnties.com.ng. I'm going to read it again. cbnties.com.ng. Mm-hmm. And it will tell you all the information you need. You don't have to pay anything to apply.
Okay.
You don't have to know somebody to apply.
Okay.
You just go on the website now. You fill out the application form. You press submit. And then people within the CBN will see it, assess it, and then contact you if you've been approved for your loan.
So now, what range do you somebody have to wait to get that loan? Because that's very important as well.
The time?
Yeah, the time.
Nobody can answer that question.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not, they don't tell you, oh, we're going to respond to you in a week or in a month or whatever it is. Because obviously it's got to be as and when applications come that they process them.
Okay.
So if, for instance, let's say, what are we now? Tomorrow is the 1st of December.
Yes.
So if by tomorrow, maybe people have listened to this show and they have a deluge of applications.
Yes.
And all of a sudden there are 1,000 applications. They wouldn't have known that yesterday. So they
Absolutely.
Can't tell you it will take 2 weeks when they don't know.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's basically apply and be patient and then carry on with your life. Like, you're not going to apply and then sit and wait
absolutely.
And hope that that's... Because in business anyway, there's no guaranteed...
Yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that you apply doesn't mean that you stop making other efforts. So you apply for the loan and then you carry on with other efforts that you're making towards your business, and then you'll find that, you know, when you hear back from them, it will be in time for you.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, sir, I can.
So I can't say, and I don't think anybody there can really say for sure how long it will take. I'll just say apply, be patient, get your mind into other things, get busy with those things, and then the time will come, you know, when you hear back.
Okay. So it doesn't matter whether you've started the business before or you don't have any business at all, but you have this idea, all you need to do is apply, right? You mustn't have a business in existence, you know, comparing to other loan scheme that we've talked about on this show. So this one, just if you have that business idea and you know that you can employ people, all you need to do is just go to the CBN website and apply and wait till further notice. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful right there. So if you are a young person out there, you just graduated from our institution, be it university or polytechnic, all you need is your NYC certificate, your school result, and you can apply for the loan, the new loan that the CBN put out there. So, Angie, what's the new loan again?
So it's TIES, T-I-E-S, which is the Tertiary Institutions Entrepreneurship Scheme.
Okay.
And the website for it is cbntiees.com.ng.
Okay. Beautiful.com.ng. All right, Abuja, Nigeria, we're done with this first half of the show. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with the second half of the show. Don't go nowhere. It's still You Terreno Show on Armed Forces Radio 107.7 FM. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
You're listening to the Youth Arena on Armed Forces Radio 107.7 with your hosts,
Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
Hello guys, this is Kid Wire and I'm on the Youth Arena Show with
Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
If you're into music and movie production or fashion, information technology, that's it.
your dreams alive. Sifi, a loan for the creative arts industry by CBN.
You can get the loan for the agri business, small and medium enterprise investment scheme sponsored by CBN.
Xmas, AgriClone sponsored by CBN.
Life can be good if you think through how the CBN can help you bring your economic goals to life. No more stressing, no more delays. Get in touch and you will find how you realize your dreams in time. Youth Arena CBN,
brought to you by Amops and Infinite Ngozi.
Youth Arena on your dial.
In case you're just tuning in, it's Youth Arena Show on Armed Forces Radio 107.7 FM, Infinite Ngozi, and I'm upset in the building. And of course, we are into the second half of the show. So if you have a question or suggestion or contribution on the show or on the first half of what we talked about at the CBN loan, you can call us on the number 802-600-7418 or preferably send an SMS to the same number 802-600-7418. Now on the second half of the show, we have a guest in the building. She is a multi-talented person. Of course, she is a goal that every person would want, and of course, she is the property diva.
Hi.
Yes, she is a property diva, and she has a book that she wrote, which is a beginner's guide to property investing. Now, when I saw this book, I was like, okay, the beginner's guide to property investing. After going through a few things in the book, and this for me is not really a beginner's guide. It's more than the beginner's guide I was thinking. Now, Property Diva, tell us about the beginner's guide into property investing.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me, Amops. It's a pleasure to be in the studio today with you.
My pleasure.
So, I'm Property Diva, as Amops has said, and I've written a book called The Beginner's Guide to Property Investing. And basically, this book was born out of a need that I identified myself when I was trying to construct a house, and I had so many issues and nobody to ask, nowhere to get reference material from, development control issues, issues with them wanting to demolish the property, buying land and then finding out that the paper is fake, and then finding out that they wanted to reclassify the land.
Wow.
Issues with the water board, the electricity company, everything that you can think of. And I just thought there's got to be a resource where people can go and find out what to expect when they are in property investing. I couldn't find anything online. I tried to read several articles and I got some conflicting information, some incomplete information. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to sit down and compile all the information together.
Okay.
So that I can help some of my friends who want to do their own property investing.
Okay.
And I can send them everything that I've experienced. And I shared about it on social media. And as I was posting, one of my best friends said, gosh, you should make this into a book.
Wow.
Because there's too much information here. And I want to sit down and read it all at once instead of waiting for your post. So I thought, let me see if I have enough material for a book. And it turns out that I did. And so I wrote the book. So that's how the book came about.
Okay, now, this is property investing. Now,
yes.
The thing is, first off, what make you go, why are you interested in property?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know,
so,
you know, in this industry, basically most people in this kind of industry, which is property, the male counterpart. You know,
right.
You hardly see female
women.
Property, you know, okay. into property.
So, the question is slightly deeper than you would have thought it was actually, but I left home at a very young age, and that left a mark in me where I always felt bereft. I always felt like I needed a home of my own, a home that I never had to leave. A home that nobody could ask me to go away from.
Okay.
And so after leaving home, I always had this desire for property. Mm. I didn't desire clothes or shoes or bags. I didn't desire makeup or hair or nails. It was always property from when I was a teenager.
Wow.
And I think it's probably, when I say psychological, I think there was a psychological element where I wanted that safety of a home. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't feel like I had it, that's all I wanted. Yeah. And you know, they say that, you know, we go after what we feel we don't have.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing for me was that I felt like I didn't have a home of my own, like somewhere that I could, no matter where I went and came back, my clothes are still there, my things are, you know, where they've made space and said, oh, don't touch it, it's her room.
Yes,
I never had that.
Wow.
And so when I got some money, and aside from traveling, the next thing I thought about was, how can I get money together to buy my own property?
Mm.
And that was over 20 years ago, and I started buying property then. Mm. And it's still till today like a number one passion for me.
Wow.
To purchase property with any extra 5 naira I have. I'm literally like, okay, where can I buy 5 naira land? Like, it's the first thing on my mind all the time when it comes to purchases.
Okay, now, picking up from your story now, you know, as young people, there's this feeling like, I'm still young. I don't think I need anything to get a property. I don't think I need to get a house. I don't think it's right for me to get a house. I'm too young to own a property. What would you tell a young person of that nature?
I mean, I completely understand that sentiment. Mm. I don't feel like everything is one size fits all. I don't think that people have to have one solution to everything. So my solution to the way that I was feeling was property, but it might not be someone else's. Somebody else might feel as if, you know, property is too heavy to carry mentally and emotionally, talk us of financially. If you're a young person and you're in Nigeria, unless you have access to the National Housing Fund loan scheme, it's going to be very difficult for you to get money to purchase a place. You know, we don't do mortgages that are friendly in terms of our interest rates. Our interest rates are 20-something percent.
Okay.
So if you're a young person and you don't have the lump sum to get into money, to get into property, or you don't have any money, I wouldn't say, I'm not going to force it, you know, because times are changing. You've got a lot of young people who want to work from home. And then that means for them that they can go and work in Ghana for a few months and then go and work in KD for a few months and go to Lagos for a few months. So they might feel like property is not the right thing for them.
Mm.
I wouldn't say you must buy it. If it's not the right thing for you, then it's not. It's like every other investment.
Yeah.
You've got crypto, you've got property, you've got the stock market, you've got gold, you've got, you know, so it's not, I'm not saying everybody must be a property investor.
Mm.
If you're young and you feel like it's not for you, fine.
Okay.
If the worry though is that you can't afford to, then I'd say that in this book especially, I talk about so many different ways you can raise money to get into property.
Okay.
So if you want it, but you don't know how, then I talk about ways in the book.
Okay, was it this morning or yesterday night? I saw a post where you did, where you said, you don't need to have any money to go into property.
Yeah.
And it's written in your book.
Yes, I explained that, in the book.
Can you summarize it for listeners?
Well, so a lot of times people think that they have to have money to get into property. But I talk about the fact that you've got You need courage, you need connections, you need contacts, because sometimes you can broker a deal without actually having any money. Okay. So if you've got the contacts and you know that there are people who want to purchase a place or people who want to construct. For instance, there was a deal a couple of years ago where this guy came in. We had land that we wanted to build and we're looking for a joint venture partner. And basically what that means is one person has the land, the other person has the money for construction. So you join together, you bring your land, they bring their construction, you build and you split the profit along the lines that you've discussed prior. So he didn't have land, he didn't have equipment, but he had the contacts to pull everybody to the table. And for that, he made a percentage.
Wow.
So when you're introducing people to do a property deal or a construction deal, you can actually make a percentage of the deal, and you've already started working in property without having any money. So it's possible to do that. Some people, you know, their parents might have left them a plot of land, but they don't have money to construct it. Yeah. Then what I just mentioned earlier is a joint venture where you enter into a partnership with someone who has money.
Okay.
So for instance, let's say you've got a plot of land and you're able to build two units on it. Depending on the value of your land and the value of the construction
on it,
you can partner with somebody. They'll bring their material and their workmen, build the two units, you keep one, they keep one, right? So what you had was the land, but you didn't have any cash. But at the end of the venture, you now have a house, right? People tend to do it with bigger size land, so they can have 10 units, they'll give the construction company three units, they'll keep seven. You know, so if you have land but you don't have cash to construct, it shouldn't be something that will stop you. But if you don't have any land and you don't have any money, then there are lots of middlemen type roles you could play in marketing property and putting deals together. And then obviously, depending on if you don't have any contacts whatsoever, you know, you're 22, you're a recent graduate, you applied for this CBN loan, your money hasn't come through and you're trying to look for ways, then you could be a co-agent where you see places that are advertised. And you know that the place you did your NYSC has a lot of big ogas at the top. So you can be a co-agent to help market property to them. There's a lot you can do. You could be a property photographer.
Wow.
Where you see ads online and then you can contact the owners or the agents and tell them, you know, we can help you make these pictures a lot more attractive so that this place gets rented out today. And you know, you're going to try a lot of places. People always, whenever I post advice or anything, people come back with but people will say no. I'm like, there's no business, not even that, there's no business in the world where your first customer is going to say yes.
Absolutely.
You're going to hear no. That's standard. That's not oh, therefore I should stop, or oh, therefore it's bad, or it's a standard. You're going to get 90% no. You're going to get only 10% yes. But it's worth it for the 10%. So when I suggest things, I'm not saying, oh, when you go and knock on the first estate, real estate door or the first owner's door, they're going to say, oh, come in and take pictures. They might not. They might suspect you. They might anything. But you'll get to the point where you're going to start getting people who will accept. Then you're going to post better pictures. Before you know it, they're going to call you for more work and more work and more work. Then you become a premium product. And then people are saying, ah, have you gotten your photos by Laddie? You know, Laddie is the best property photographer. But a year ago, Laddie was nobody. So you've got to, you can start it and persevere with it, but you can definitely make your money. And then at this rate, you're dealing with a lot of agents, you're dealing with a lot of owners, you're learning about property while you do this, so that eventually you can choose, you know, property is not just construction. And it's not just renting. There's so many things, so many roles within property that you can find a little niche for yourself and then, you know, make your money and relax and enjoy the life you have.
Even without having no cash at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now, first off, when I opened your book, the first chapter got me. Don't do what I did. Now, how come about that?
Okay, so Don't Do What I Did is what I actually wanted to call the book.
Okay.
Before I decided to call it A Beginner's Guide to Property Investing, the name I have for the book was Don't Do What I Did. Because I felt like I made so many mistakes that I wanted people to avoid. So the first chapter, though, is the premium, don't do what I did. And that was, I purchased property from this lady at AMAC. And without doing my due diligence, and then
of research.
Yes, later found out that the property paper was fake. I had bought an Arrowville, and Arrowville is like the second best document you can have on a house. Right of occupancy. The CVO is the certificate of occupancy, which is the principal document you can have on a house.
Okay.
So when you have a CVO, it cancels out every Arrowville, right?
Okay.
But I didn't know this at the time.
Okay.
So when I bought the property, I didn't check whether there was a CVO, which there was, which means my Arrowville was useless. And then I didn't check ownership or anything like that. So what it turned out to be was that they had made copies of the Arrowville and distributed them, like sold it to so many people. And they were all as ignorant as I, because none of them did their checks on whether the property had a CVO, a certificate of occupancy. So a ton of us bought
that land.
Yes, that land, that paper, that right of occupancy. And obviously none of us had any rights because there was a CVO that was belonging to somebody. Now, I try to console myself because some years after, the government reclassified that part, that particular plot. And so it was no longer residential, but it was a road. So some days I say to myself, well, you were going to lose it anyway. But I think there was some compensation for the person who had the CVO. I don't know whether the compensation was enough or if they're still trying to figure it out. But the don't do what I did was don't buy just based on an agent's introduction. The lady took me to her house, made me feel so comfortable. We had become friends. So I was thinking, oh, she wouldn't dupe me and then bring me to her house. Because why? Because I'd have just gone to her house to arrest her or something. Anyway, by the time I found out, it was so late. I'd lost so many phones in between, so I'd lost her number. I couldn't remember the address because she and I went together. So I knew it was somewhere, but I can't remember the street. Don't do what I did. Don't buy based on trust. Don't buy without going to do your check at ages. Okay. And in fact, when you're buying land, there are about 12 different checks that you could do.
12?
Yeah, there's the CAC check. If the land is from a limited company, you need to make sure the land is not hasn't got a lien on it, or it wasn't used as a collateral, or there's no issues with the company where the company is owing money, you know. So there's so many different checks that you need to do.
Well, those checks you have to pay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the land free? No, I'm saying if the land is, let's say for instance, the land is 1 million and you need to spend 150 checking it. Would you rather spend the 1 million buying the land to find out it's fake to save 150?
Okay.
You have to do the checks. You have to pay.
Okay.
But, you know, for what you'd lose, there's no way that the check will cost the same as the land. So it's better to spend the money, do the checks, and make sure the land is genuine than spend money buying. I mean, my cousin who's a banker, she called last week to tell me about a man who wanted her, I think he wanted to buy land, and she was his account officer. And he kept saying, transfer the money, transfer. I don't want to lose this land. I don't want to lose this land. I think it was supposed to be 25 million. And she said she just felt some sort of thing in her spirit.
That's it.
Not to be fast. So she transferred the first 5 million. And then she was like, let's do more due diligence. Even though the customer said he's done his, we'll just do some more. Found out that the details the person that was supposed to be the seller was giving them was fake, a forgery, and then that the seller tried to pretend to be the owner, right? Tried to change his features to look like an older man because the owner of the property is an older man. Anyway, my cousin called the police and all that kind of stuff. On the day that they were supposed to come and get the remaining 20 million, unfortunately, when they were describing to the police who to catch, they said, when you enter the... So my cousin said, he's the man on the left. But it was her left facing the door. But the police officer enters the door, so it's his right. Because he's not facing the door. He's now backing the door. So they jumped on the man on the left, right? But it's the police officer's left instead of my cousin's left. So when the man on my cousin's left saw the police, he ran away. So the seller... the buyer had already paid 5 million, but he hadn't paid the 20, and then they can't find the man anymore. So my cousin was like, you know, the customer was like crying because he has lost the $5 million. And she was like, if I wasn't delaying, you'd have lost $25 million. Yeah. So I think sometimes we go to buy land and we're so eager because it's a good deal or whatever.
Yeah.
And we want to hurry up and buy. And I don't want to say greed, but sometimes it's our greed, because you know that the value of the land you're buying maybe is 150.
Yeah.
And the person says, give me 75. You want it. Yeah, there's got to be a reason.
Mm.
And so he hadn't done any checks. And luckily for her, you know, we're property people in our household, so she did the checks and found out, you know.
Mm.
So don't do what I did, is basically don't buy based on trust.
Okay.
There are so many checks to do on land papers. Check first before you transfer, yes. And don't worry about paying fees to check, because the cost of the property, I mean, look at this guy. If he had spent $25 million, how much would it have cost him to check?
How much would it have cost him?
Not up to 150K.
At all.
So to save 150, you lose 25M. Mm. Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Okay, now, moving on. Now, your book as a beginner's guide to property investing, is it for people that want to venture into property only, or even it can help people in property investing?
Well, yes. I mean, if you've already started a business,
yes.
I got a text message from somebody a week ago. He bought the book. So two of the things I keep hearing about when people buy the book is, oh my God, I wanted to just read one chapter, but I couldn't put it down until I finished it. Oh my God, this and that. One guy was like, oh, I was on lunch break and I just wanted to read a chapter for my break. By the time I got into it, I logged off my system. I was like, I'm done for the day. I'm just going to finish the book. But anyway, people have been sending me reviews, which has been so kind.
Mm.
And one guy, he texted and said, I've been in property for 10 years.
Wow.
And I still learn so much from your book.
Wow.
So the thing is, my background is kind of academic. I was doing a PhD at the University of Georgia in the USA. And what that means is that we have to do research, right? And there's something called triangulating data, which means you don't just give data. You've got to actually come up with three different sources of your data to make sure that the data is accurate. So in training to write for PhD level, it taught me how to write and research and be sort of detailed about my content. And so when I write things, you know, there's sometimes people are writing how to cook. They don't tell you how long to wait, how long to boil it, what it will look like when it's dry. You know, they just tell you, after you've boiled it, do this, after you've done. So I tried to avoid that in this book by giving people so much detail that if there were areas that you were not sure about, you can definitely read and then know that you know this for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't want it to be a place where after you've read it, you still have to go and do some more research because it's not clear.
Okay.
The only thing that's not in this book is property investing overseas, which I was going to add, but then everybody said, no, don't. It's too much already. Add it to your second edition.
Okay.
Because I know about property investing in the US, in the UK, in Italy, in England, you know, so in Dubai. I've been following property for over 20 years.
Wow.
So that's the only thing that's not here. So if you're already a property investor, depending on, for instance, you might be building to sell and then there'll be stuff here about Airbnb and you think, oh, okay, I've always been interested in Airbnb. I haven't spent the time. I've got content on that.
Yeah.
If you were always just doing rentals, but you're interested in joint venture, I've got content on that. If you are always buying from an estate, but you want to buy from an individual or vice versa, I've got content on that. So I feel like even if you've been in the industry, and you've been in the industry for quite a long time, because of the breadth of information, like buying from Amcon. I've met so many people who are in property, but they don't know the process about of buying property from Amcon, which is the Asset Management Corporation of Nigeria, a government agency that part of what they do in order to in order to fund banks.
Okay.
They will take all the bank's bad loans, give the banks the money, and then sell off the assets. So like when you go to borrow a property, a house, sorry, when you go to borrow money, you could use your property as collateral. If you don't pay that back, you get the property paper seized by the bank.
Okay.
But the bank is not a property sales company.
Yeah.
So they still need the money that you borrowed, right?
Mm.
So then Amcon comes in, buys the house papers from the bank, gives them the money, and then they take their time to resell it. So I was able to purchase property from AMCON. And I talk about this in depth because people assume, because AMCON is like a government agency.
Okay, you talked about it in depth in your book.
Yes.
Okay.
How you can do it, the steps by step. I even put the contact names of people in AMCON you can contact. Initially, I put their phone number and email, but I said, let me not, in case of fraudsters, let me remove the phone number and email so that...
But people, those are genuine people you can go
yes,
and meet in
AMCON. So you can read this book and then go and... meet the people that I've mentioned and learn about how to buy property from AMCON. So regardless of if you're new to the game or if you've been in the business, there's guaranteed to be, I don't even want to say one thing, but there's guaranteed to be one thing in the book that you'll find that you didn't know.
Okay. I have a text message here. It says, good afternoon, Uterina. Please, how can I get this book? And where?
Okay, so the book, for everybody who's in Abuja, we're doing free deliveries. And if you go on social media, I'm on social media at propertydiva.ng. Okay. So at propertydiva.ng on Instagram or at TikTok. And the book is A Beginner's Guide to Property Investing. You could go on either our Instagram page or our TikTok, and there's a link for ordering the book.
Okay.
In our profile, once you click the link and you fill in the order, in less than 24 hours, you'll have the book. The reason I'm even saying 24 is if you fill it in at 8 p.m., then we can't deliver because our dispatch company.
Yeah.
But if you fill it in anytime before, you know, 1 p.m., same day delivery, anywhere in Abuja, free, anywhere in Lagos is free, and we dispatch around the country. So please take a look at our social media, our Property Diva. So that's property, then DIVA.NG. So at propertydiva.ng for Instagram, for TikTok. You can send me an email at propertydiva, right? So propertydiva07@gmail.com. I'll say it one more time.
Yeah, one more time.
Propertydiva, D-I-V-A, 07@gmail.com. You can send an email there and we can do that.
Okay, with this one, that's how we'll wrap up the show. Thank you, Property Diva.
It's my pleasure. Thank
anyway,
you.
Anyway, your book is packed. Yes, I've read a couple of parts. It's packed with fantastic information. If you're a young person out there and you're interested in investing in property, I tell you what, you need to get this book. Yeah. If you get this book, you thank me later. All right, Abuja, Nigeria. This is what we call it today on the show, You to Rent a Show. Thank you, Infinite and Ngozi, for coming around.
Thank you so much.
The Property Diva.
Thank you. And it's A Beginner's Guide to Property Investing.
Yeah.
And you could Google that, actually. And there are newspapers about the book.
Yeah,
newspaper articles about the book.
Yeah.
Social media at propertydiva.ng
yeah.
on Instagram and on TikTok.
Okay. I say, Remain Mobs. We'll hit you up in the other side next week. Abuja, Nigeria, have a lovely day and keep staying safe. Bye for now.
Bye.